Almost half of what our nation produces in oil and gas comes from the Gulf Coast, and about 60% of the foreign oil that comes into the U.S. is imported through Gulf of Mexico ports. One of the places that all comes together is Port Fourchon, Louisiana, the gateway for much of the oil and gas production in the Western Gulf, and home to the nation's only deep-water offshore oil port. Ted Valgu is the longtime director of Port Fourchon, which took a hard hit from Hurricane Rita. He joins us by phone. Hello, Mr. Valgu.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. The question is, how are you?
My typical response is we're in good shape for the shape we're in.
I know there's only one two-lane road that leads down to Port Fourchon. Have you been able to get in to check on the damage there?
Well, we've gone to the floodgates, where there's about a 17-mile stretch of that road south of the floodgates that is exposed and is not protected by any levee system, and that is just about totally underwater now.
So what have you been able to see? Have you been able to get in there to see anything?
We've had some reports that the damage is relatively light. There's a huge amount of debris. Of course, we still had huge amounts of debris from Katrina that were stacked up in the port, but that could not be removed in time, and I'm sure that's been spread, as well as additional amounts of material.
So have you been able to determine if this is worse than Hurricane Katrina as far as the damage to your port?
From the preliminary report, we did not have the winds that we experienced during Katrina. So the power poles, much of those are still up. There is no power, but we have not suffered the damage to that type of infrastructure. The roadway is, again, completely underwater. Until that recedes, we don't have any real good measure on if there were any serious undermining or breaches of that road. Hopefully not. That would be a major impact to energy. But I don't think that has happened from the preliminary reports. It appears we did not suffer an extreme amount of loss as a result of Rita. But it was compounded again because this is one of the few areas that got substantial impact from both storms. We were right pretty much on the line of the western edge of Katrina and now the eastern side of Rita.
Were you back up from Katrina? Were you back operational? How much damage were you dealing with from that when this hit?
We had achieved about 80% of our operational capacity, had power restored, which was a major feat. There was a huge amount of power lines down and damage to the major distribution system in and around the port. There was a whole slew of buildings that had been impacted, but the major structure of the port that would allow it to perform the function that it does was basically intact, and we were able to get to about 80% of our operations before Rita brought us back down to zero.
Are you at your home now?
Yes, I am. My home is not within the Hurricane Protection Levee System. It's in its own levee system, and my levees are being overtopped right now. But if it keeps on going up, my farm could go in the water. I and my brother have an alligator farm, and we have 16,000 alligators that we would sure hate to get, that would get loose if this farm would go in the water.
I think your neighbors would hate that as well. Ted Valgu is director of Port Fourchon, Louisiana. Thanks for speaking with us, sir.
Pleasure.